you know, that's what you call the 7-Elevens and all of that kind of stuff. But in these neighborhoods, or in our neighborhood, these were what they call little grocery stores, or they used to call themselves supermarkets, you know, with one building there and things like that. And you had some fairly good deals from them. One way that they entrenched themselves in the community was through, you know, the credit aspect of it. Someone could go in and buy food on credit until daddy got his money on the weekend or something like this. And so they were able to entrench themselves in the neighborhood that way.
So everybody kind of knew everybody in that sense?
Yeah.
It was really a neighborhood store?
It was a neighborhood store.
Okay. Do you have a class 11?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't hold it. I was...
Today is...
Okay. Well, when you continue on with this for a while, or?
Yeah, just for a little while.
Okay, well, let me know when you...
When I get tired.
Yeah, okay. Some of these might be kind of draggy for you. Mm-hmm. How about local, well-known places around, you know, what were some of the big landmarks, you know, of the area?
Oh, landmarks! You
well, no. Anything you want to talk about in that case?
I was just wondering what you did me. Well, okay, I'll tell you about Coconut Grove. We have a landmark of having four bars at one intersection, a bar on each corner. That was one of our landmarks. You can always tell when you're in the Grove because of the four bars, and that's right off Grand and Douglas, and there is a bar on each corner. So. If somebody was, shall we say, it was Friday night, and somebody was, we're going to do the town, they didn't have to walk too far. They just crossed the street, keep going across the street, you know, that kind of thing. Dinner Key was one.
That was like a big landmark for, like, when people come to visit you, and they wanted to maybe see something of the town, what would you tell them?
Where would I take them if they were coming to visit me? Of course, again, it depends on the person, daytime or nighttime. I take them to some of the places that are well known. I take them to Vizcaya for one, for a very beautiful tourist attraction. That's a museum. It's the former home of a man who really owned most of the coastline. Very, very beautiful place. Very, very, you know, lavish. Very rich man. Fairgrounds. I can't think of the man's name, but that's one place I would take.
Where's that located?
That's right off of South Bay Shore. It's right on South Bay Shore. His mansion runs. He owned the entire coastal line there, all the way down. His lands were all the way down to Florida City.
It's a long way.
He had that entire coastal line was his, and you can always tell that it was his because there's a certain type of fence, brick wall that's designed a certain way. He fenced in his lands that way. But his property, where the mansion really starts, somewhere near Rickenbacker Causeway and Bayshore Drive. Now that's some place I would take someone. I'd also try to take him to the beaches. Miami, of course, known for its warm sunshine, Key Biscayne, the Seaquarium, places of interest of that sort. Downtown Miami, in some cases, take him down towards the Bayshore. US 1, those kinds of places. Of course, everyone likes to go to Miami Beach and just look. That's about all you could find. the Collins Avenue area, Fountain Blue, look at it all lit up at night and stuff like this. And
right.
Now, those are the very nice, wholesome things.
What would you do?
What would I do?